Show.
Blue suede shoes. I'm Uncle Sam.
As you could figure, you know, some folks just don't like ethanol. I'm going to guess Ed might be in that category. He's on the Common Sense Hotline calling in from Ypsilanti, listening to WAAM, Wham 1600 over there. Ed, what's on your mind?
Hey, Steve. Hey, look, a couple of points. One is we're distorting the market by throwing money at ethanol. So basically, when we throw taxpayer money to grow corn for fuel, and I'm not a lefty by any means, then we're distorting the market, and that food processing land is now no longer there supporting food for beef, if you want to put it that way. It's going to gasoline. And as to the fuel controversy about, like, say, marine engines,
sure.
I got to tell you, about 4 years ago, I started my motor up in the spring after having been put away all winter, the same tank of gas I put it away with the tank sealed. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So then it rained all summer, and I could, because of personal engagements, I couldn't get to my boat till fall, and it wouldn't start. And it turned out it was the gas. So I siphoned out some of that gas in the tanks because the vents were left open to atmosphere.
Yeah.
I siphoned out some of the gas into a clear glass cup, and then I put fresh gas on top of it, and the two would not mix.
Well, that would create a problem. Matt, I got to leave it right there. Got to run. Greatly appreciate it. And I appreciate the other calls, but we'll take you at the top of the next hour because I got to get to my good friend Ron Rademacher. He's an adventurer, storyteller, author, a beer drinker, just an overall good guy who loves summer and microbrews and everything else. But I'll keep those lines open, 888-900-9966 at the top of hour number three. Ron, welcome back.
Good morning, Steve. How are you?
I'm responding well to the beatings. Thank you so much for asking.
Well, I'm going to tell you some things that will make you just feel so much better, and you'll forget all about those down people.
All right.
I just came back from a quick and easy getaway to Beaver Island, where I engaged in two of your favorite activities.
Beer drinking and horseshoes.
Close. Actually, I got to tour the new, brand new Whiskey Point Brewing Company. They'll be opening shortly.
Hold on. Whiskey Point Brewing Company is on Beaver Island, Michigan.
Yeah, they're not quite open yet. It's the only brew pub on the island, and you'll be hearing from them again. They're very interested in getting involved with the program.
Excellent.
Other thing that I did. Just great. I can't wait to talk to you about what we discussed. You're going to be excited about it.
Gruber's Growlers. Gruber's Growlers. Keep that in mind. Go on.
Gruber's Growlers.
All right,
the other thing that I didn't get to participate in, but they allowed me to be a spectator, where there was a bunch of guys out there with fly rods fishing for carp.
Oh, that's the number one, make no mistake, Ron, for those that don't know, for the otherwise uninitiated, the carp, which we can treat as a trash fish oftentimes around here, is the number one game fish in the world. If you didn't know.
People, these guys were local. They were here from the mainland, but there are people who fly out to Beaver Island from England.
No, and all over Europe, from Germany, from England, from Spain, because throughout Europe, the carp is the number one game fish without question. And when these guys show up to fly fish for carp, they look like they just rolled out of an L.L. Bean or Cabela's catalog, dude. They've got the best equipment, the best garb, the best everything. There's not a speck of dirt on them. They're very proper. You've seen it. I'm telling you, it's stunning. The first time I saw it, I'm like, what is that guy doing? He's fishing for carp. I'm like, he's lost his bloody mind, mate. He's lost his stinking mind. Anyhow.
Well, these guys were not that. They had the best equipment. They were Michiganders, so they were wearing water shoes.
No, I'm talking about the Europeans. When the Europeans show up here.
MAGA hats. But I was watching them from, they were out in Cable Bay yesterday morning before I had to fly back.
Right.
And I've never caught a carp on a fly rod. But when you would watch these guys battling this monster, just unbelievable.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Well, we're going to have to hustle now because speaking of fishing, all right, so that's going on Beaver Island, the music festival. What was the name of the beer joint? It's called Whiskey Point.
Whiskey Point yeah. Brewing Company. You know, they're not open this week yet. Well, they're opening in a little bit. But
right.
It's going to be the mess. I met the founder and the brewer, and they're going to be it's going to be cool.
All right, got to move fast. Now let's go to Calumet. What do you got for me?
Well, let's talk about Calumet, but let's not miss another one there, too. Calumet, if you're going to be up in the UP and on a Keweenaw Island or Keweenaw Peninsula this weekend, free kids fishing derby out on the Swedetown Pond. Great fun. They also do instruction, and there'll be prizes.
All right. Where do you want to go next?
I want to go to Beaver Beer and Banjos, man.
Well, of course, what is it? A beaver theme show today. It's all beaver with Ron Rademacher. Ron and his wild beaver.
If you've never been to this, this is one that's worth planning to go to. This is over in Lovells, and it's this weekend, just on Saturday. It's been going on for 10 years. They have these guys trap beaver up on the north branch of the Oshawa River all winter.
Right.
And then they're prepared by that guy. I can't think of his name off the top of my head. Sorry, buddy. But he's got the game restaurant in Birch Run.
All right.
And here in Lovells, they have beaver stew, a tour of the only trout history museum in Michigan, and beer, and then they have a banjo concert.
Well, of course they do. Because yeah, if you're doing all that, you need banjo music.
Yeah, you can't beat it. And I can tell you that I have had the beaver stew. It is delicious.
No rednecks here.
This is near the north branch of the Oshawa River, so there are canoers out there. Yeah,
I love it. Trout-a-rama is going on in Baldwin. I got to make sure I get a couple more things in here because we burned up some time here. Trout-a-rama, it's all fishing all the time is what I'm seeing here, Ron.
This week it's all trout and fishing and beer. Trout-a-rama, it starts tomorrow with the christening of the largest trout sculpture in the world. I think I sent you a picture of that.
Yeah, of course.
And it goes on for 4 days with all the usual stuff, parades, kids fishing events. There's fun runs. And believe it or not, they'll have a fish fry.
There you go. And I want to mention one thing that's on the future here because it's something that Ivy wants to do, this Frankenmutter. You know, I want to know what this is real quick.
Real quick. I don't know if you want to actually do it, but watching is great. It's
I don't want to do it. Ivy wants to do it.
With it's like a boot camp with all these obstacles.
Yeah.
And I think I sent you a picture that's really, really great. And all the money that's raised goes to the Military and Space Heroes Museum.
Right. Yeah.
To support that. So, yeah, it is worth watching these guys. These guys are not like me. These guys are in shape.
No, there you go. Yeah, they can actually see their feet without using a full-length mirror. I like that. Sorry, Ron. I didn't mean to say that out loud on the radio. By the way, still coming up at the Charlevoix Venetian Festival, where you will find me for a day or two. By the way, if you want to find out more about what Ron has on the schedule for you to do this week, go to MichiganBackroads.com, MichiganBackroads.com. Of course, Ron has some great books to tell you where to find great places and great fun in Michigan. Ron Rademacher, thank you as always.
Thank you, Steve. Good to talk to you. I'll talk to you later.
Peace and love. Peace and love.